So it's all over the news, and I'm not talking about U of A's big rematch tonight against the Badgers. You follow basketball?
A little bit.
I'm not one that usually follows the crowd, but you can't not.
There's a lot of just excitement.
Oh my goodness.
Fourth Avenue University, you see everybody out celebrating.
So it'll be a good game this afternoon. Hopefully they can upset the Badgers this year, but you can't turn on the news and not hear about net metering right now.
Absolutely.
Explain what net metering is.
Well, there's a couple things to understand about, you know, how solar interacts with a grid and stuff like that. And net metering is where when you produce more kilowatt hours than you use during the day, you're kind of banking that with the utility, and then you get to take that back that night, you know, as you use it to run your lights and everything overnight. So Arizona gets about 85% of its electricity from coal, about 15% from natural gas, and just, well, the number's quite not rounding right, but it's only about 3% right now in the state from renewable energy. California is at 20%, working on 30. They want to do 50% by 2050. You know, we're doing okay, but we're not leading the country, even though we have this great solar resource here. So the utilities are a little upset about other companies taking market share away from them. So they've really been trying to attack what has been a very fair system of just, you know, every kilowatt hour that you make with solar is a kilowatt hour that doesn't have to be created with coal. So all they do during the day is turn down their power plants by ever so slightly amount and then turn it up a little bit more that night when you're taking that electricity back. And there's been several third-party independent studies that say that the solar, the energy, the peak power that you're putting on during the day is actually worth more than what the utility is paying you for it. In a sense, you're getting a kilowatt hour for kilowatt hour credit. So in Arizona, we pay about 12 cents a kilowatt hour because you're providing peak power and you're providing clean power. That electricity is really worth even more than what the utility is giving you credit for. So in a sense, in a very real sense, you are subsidizing your neighbors when you put solar on your house. Well, but the utility is kind of doing a bogus argument and saying that, well, but you're not paying us as much money as you used to, so we need to figure out ways to charge you more. Well, of course they are. That's their rational. They don't like the loss in market share. For 100 years, they were a monopoly. They were the only place you could get power from. Now you can put solar on your roof and make your own power and buy less from them. So they don't like that. They're being perfectly rational and acting in their interest to try.
Any business in
they want to make it hard for the competition. They want you to buy their product, and so that's completely rational. I don't blame them for that. It's the Arizona Corporation Commission that has to allow them to do that or not. So the SRP, APS, TEP, TRICO have all recently put, well, not SRP because they're independent of the Corporation Commission, but the rest
of the luxury you have when you're government owned.
Well, it's a quasi government commission, and the election rules are kind of interesting for SRP, but at least with the corporation regulated utilities, they've been asked by prior corporation commissions to provide a certain amount of clean energy. In 2015, it's 5% of total load, and several utilities are there. Some utilities are not. So there's just a lot of value in that clean energy, putting that clean energy on our grid. The EPA is telling Arizona to clean up their act. We've got so much coal. I think we're number two in the country for the amount of cleanup we need to do. And there's lots of health effects and climate effects related to this. So it's just unfortunate that the utilities are fighting. Well, I mean, it's not unfortunate the utilities are fighting back. Of course they are. what would be very unfortunate is if the Corporation Commission let him get away with it, because you know you're not only saving money on your own bill, but you're creating a healthier city, you know, when you put solar on.
And when you say 85% comes from coal, what about Palo Verde? I mean, that's known countrywide.
Yeah, that's it. Well, and of course, we don't get any of that energy in the southern Arizona area. That all goes to Phoenix, and some of it's exported to California and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a huge water consumer. People don't realize that it takes a half a gallon of water to make a kilowatt hour of electricity. So, you know, not only
You're the first person that's ever been able to give me a stat on how much water.
It's about
half a gallon.
Half a gallon of water
per kilowatt.
And the interesting thing is we, in southern Arizona here, we pump water 400 miles uphill, and it takes about 15 kilowatt hours of electricity to deliver 1,000 gallons of water to your house. So there's this huge feedback loop that goes between energy and power, and energy and water. That a lot of people don't realize. If you want to save water, swap out those incandescent bulbs and put in the LEDs and the compact fluorescent.
The LEDs are definitely I like them because you never had to say but. With the fluorescents, there was like, yeah, but upside down they don't work, or they're not great on outside. LEDs, and I'm sorry, the piggly tail ones.
Right.
There's no buts with LEDs. They're just an incredible technology.
Well, the advice I give people is, if it's a spotlight, LED is fabulous for that. It lasts for a long, long time, a little more expensive. If you want the light to be omnidirectional, compact fluorescent can be a better choice because it's designed to kind of spread its light in all directions. An interesting piece of trivia is that the lumens per watt for LED and compact fluorescent are not very different.
We'll continue right after this.
House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.